1330 WHBL, Sheboygan. News, talk, sports. A service of Midwest Communications. Now, from the WHBL newsroom, here's Rusty Melberg.
Good afternoon. News time, 12 noon. 33 degrees outside, snow lightly falling in the Sheboygan area, and we're expecting more of that as a winter storm warning continues across the entire listening area. Snow, blowing snow at times, and highs in the low 30s. And indeed, blizzard-like conditions could happen at times thanks to this latest Canadian Clipper. Snow could fall as fast as an inch an hour. Most locations will get at least 5 inches. Some locations north of Sheboygan could get over 8 inches. In addition, windy winds will reduce visibility and cause blowing and drifting on roadways. Mike Kinza was out on the roads within the past hour.
I'm on I-43. Traffic moving fairly normally. Driving lane is wet. Passing lane, treacherous. Becoming slush covered here on I-43. But definitely, things, if they pan out the way projections and predictions are, things are going to get worse before they get better.
And that has caused some schools to close early today. We also just received word that all after-school activities for the Sheboygan Area School District are canceled today. Other businesses and activities are being canceled and closed early. And throughout the afternoon, we're expecting more. So you can visit our website, WHBL.com, for the latest in cancellations and closures. In other news, residents in the Sheboygan Falls School District will vote again in April on building a new middle school and auditorium. The school board last night approved putting the question on the ballot in the April election. Voters rejected the referendum last year, mainly because of the cost. So officials have reduced the price tag by over $3 million and have split the referendum into two questions, one for the middle school, one for the auditorium. The city of Sheboygan has one proposal for preserving and rejuvenating the armory, but it's looking for more. Mayor Mike Vandersteen says a committee has recommended a request for proposals from anyone who is interested.
I think there's some that may have not come even to our attention yet, and we hope by reaching out, putting this request for proposals, we'll get some good ideas and make the best decision for the citizens and residents of Sheboygan going forward on how to deal with that site.
Spaceport Sheboygan will vacate the Armory next month, and the Armory Foundation has indicated it would like to take over its operation and renovate it. The 33-year-old Fond du Lac man accused of setting fire to his mother's home last August was recently sentenced to 7 years in prison and 10 years on extended supervision. Timothy Schneider was sentenced on an arson charge in Fond du Lac County Court. According to the criminal complaint, Schneider used gasoline to set fire to his mother's home after she had kicked him out. The August 2nd blaze caused extensive damage to the structure and smoke damage throughout the rest of the house. The Milwaukee County Transit System is bringing back bus route supervisor William Bierman Jr. Colin Bennett has more.
3 months after he lost his job after saving a woman being beaten by her boyfriend, Bill Bierman is getting his job back. But his lawyer, Janet Hines, says returning to his post as a bus supervisor isn't coming without a little apprehension.
He's a little concerned, obviously, and we've done our best to try to work things out with the transit company to make sure that things go smoothly.
Whether or not it goes smoothly is yet to be seen, but Hines says her client is a bit worried because of how the transit system handled his reinstatement.
They still considered that he had violated the policies and that their discipline of him was just.
The U.S. House prepares to vote on a short-term funding bill to keep Washington open through Saturday. It allows lawmakers a little more time to finish a much larger $1.1 trillion spending plan to keep the government operating through October. The current funding expires at the end of the day tomorrow. President Obama today said he's pleased the financial blueprints are coming together.
I would urge that Congress pass that funding measure as quickly as possible so that all these agencies have some certainty.
The president commenting during a full cabinet meeting at the White House. Lawmakers in Wisconsin return to the Capitol today, and Wisconsin legislators are discussing four bills dealing with heroin addiction. Representative John Nygren authored the package of bills to help families of those battling heroin addiction. His own daughter is among them. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says the problem is found in areas across the state.
It's not some sort of a situation that only affects big cities or areas that you might traditionally consider to be more ridden with crime. This is small towns and rural areas in every part of Wisconsin.
Voss is hopeful that he'll get this and everything else on the schedule done before the current 2-year legislative session ends in April. Almost 41,000 Wisconsinites signed up for health insurance by the end of December under the federal government's purchasing exchange. That's way more than the 5,000 state residents who had signed up by the end of November. However, just 6% of the expected 700,000 Wisconsinites who need the Affordable Care Act coverage have signed up for it. That number includes those previously uninsured, plus Badger Care recipients and high-risk pool members who will lose their state coverage at the end of March. They do have until March 31st to sign up. Many Wisconsinites celebrated the end of last week's cold snap by walking outside and getting hurt in the process. Dr. Al Salmi of St. Mary's Hospital in Green Bay says he hasn't seen as many cases of slipping and falling as he saw this past weekend. Temperatures rose above freezing after being well below zero for the greater part of the week. Salmi says that no extremity is safe when falling on the ice, and even the more agile person can go down quickly with just one misstep. Purveya Health Therapist Heidi Gus Chow says the best way to walk on the ice is to take shorter steps so your weight stands a little more upright. It also helps to turn the feet out a little bit and to wear outdoor sports shoes or hiking boots on the ice. And indeed, be careful on any pavements today, whether walking or driving. Winter storm warning remains in effect through 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, 5 to 8 inches possible. Snow, blowing snow through the rest of today and tomorrow. Again, a full list of cancellations and closures can be found on WHBL.com. Currently outside, 33 degrees as we get back to Rush Limbaugh here on 1330 WHBL. I'm Rusty Melberg, WHBL News Time, 1206.